cliffcentral.com.
And it's good morning to you and to you and especially to you as we start this beautiful day here in the city of Johannesburg. Summer's still in the air and good things are still happening. My name is Alan Ford. This is cliffcentral.com with the one and only Craig O'Bonnie.
Morning.
Spotlight. How are you doing, Craig?
I'm good.
Are you still rocking those stages? How's it going?
Yeah, I'm doing it. Of course. We got 2 weeks left.
2 weeks.
Yeah, 2 weeks left. So you don't want to miss it, man. Rocky's still on at the Teatro. And it's going to happen now because you know it's going to happen. That last 2 week burn.
That surge.
And then you're going to end up missing out. And you're going to be one of those few people in Joburg that can say, I didn't see the Rocky Horror Show. You don't want to be that guy.
Sad note for you this past week. And of course, we talk about personal things. The loss of your stepdad.
Thank you.
Yeah. I'm very sorry.
Thank you, man. Yeah, tough one.
Especially because you're a great dad. And I want to just throw it out there. I mean, you really are a great dad. So it's, you know, when you realize that you had a mentor like the man that you've lost in your life, you realize how it maybe personifies you as a father. I don't know.
Well, I mean, he came into our life. He's been there for 40 years. You know, my mom and him were married for 39. They actually celebrated on the 6th of Feb. I say celebrate, but he was battling. You know, he had this pulmonary fibrosis, so he was battling to breathe. So it's hard to watch someone who's been around that. Well, it's hard to watch anyone sort of suffering towards the end. He was battling. He was on oxygen all the time. So in a way, there's a sense of relief that he's not struggling, but it's very difficult to say goodbye to someone that's, as you say, has been in our life for that long. But we gave him a beautiful send off, and I'm just trying to be there for mom and my daughter. But we're doing all right. We're doing well. Thanks, Al.
Other good things, of course, that are happening in your life is that you got your beautiful daughter. You got beautiful things happening. You're rocking and rolling, and you're on the show, baby.
And I'm here with you.
And you're here with me.
I'm here with you on this Tuesday.
I said Tuesday, didn't I?
No, you did say.
Did
Tuesday.
I say Tuesday?
I think you actually left it out completely.
You know, I had a show originally on the Thursday, so I got confused.
That's why
it used to happen. It's Thursday. Listen, we just launched a huge campaign with Media 24 and Adcock Ingram OTC called Sponsors of Brave, and that goes live. Went live yesterday, so we haven't really slept a hell of a lot. But we'll be chatting to Derek Watts. He'll join us in studio next week, which will be great.
We'll awesome.
The man himself, and we'll chat to people through the course of this phenomenal campaign, very similar to the Anthem campaign that was run with Media 24. News 24, and we're going to do some interesting things around bravery and what it means to be brave.
Yeah, the Anthem campaign was about a year ago, wasn't it?
100%.
We sang the Anthem at, I think we entered, because we were doing Starlight Classics at Vergelegen in Somerset West. And so we had the choir, we had the orchestra, we had the singers, so we did a version of the Anthem for that. Yeah, that's a year ago.
That's a year. So this is their new project. And Alan Ford has somehow taken it on. So it's a good thing.
As he does.
As one does. Two very special guests in studio. Marianthe, who is a new up-and-coming artist and singer. I want to tell you, I had the pleasure of working with Marianthe in Durban some years back when she was still quite young. And it was for a pilot project for a TV show, which, by the way, we still have it in a commission process. Just so you know,
never gonna happen.
Now watch this space. Seriously, watch this space. But it was around her first song that she ever wrote at 15, if I'm not mistaken.
Wow.
And the song was called "Here I Am," and was written with the
John Ellis from Tree 63.
The first, you come up to the microphone. We can't hear you. You got to come up close. This is how we do it.
She's using her mic technique. She's a singer.
We're going to get her to sing. You'll hear this voice. You'll just choke to death. And then, of course, Jared Nurden, who plays Rocky in Richard O'Brien's Rocky Horror Show. Welcome, Jared.
Hello, hello, hello.
Known you for years.
Yes. And it's good to be back.
And now you got a lead role. I mean, a phenomenal dancer that you've been, an equestrian.
Yeah, absolutely.
To some degree.
Yeah.
And all around nice guy. But now to take front and center stage.
It's great. Yeah.
And to do it in a little panty.
And finally in South Africa. I mean, I've done my roles overseas, which has been great. But it's nice to do one here, which is nice for South African audiences to see. Because, usually the shows that I've done here in SA have been in ensembles. So it's nice to come out front. And with such a nice role as well.
front and center. These are very special guests in studio, and later on in the show, we hope to chat to some more wonderful people like Mark Lottring. That's all happening today on Spotlight here on cliffcentral.com. Sad news to the music industry and into the entertainment industry as a whole and across the world. The loss of Joseph Shabalala, of course, from Ladysmith, Black Mambazo. Phenomenal institution and band in this country.
Incredible. He was the founder member.
Founder and created with his brothers and his cousins.
And they've won Grammys and they've flown our flag with tremendous pride.
And of course worked with Paul Simon. We spoke about last year. Graceland. Remember Graceland?
Yeah, we spoke about Graceland.
And we spoke about
1988. I think 87, 88 that
and
was.
And they turned that whole the whole incredible. World around with diamonds on the soles of their shoes. I mean, so just an incredible man and incredible group. Ensemble. Danny Kaye worked with him across the world. Danny Kaye actually was with him on the Oprah show, and I'd like to play this from Danny. Let's just get this all up and running. And Danny couldn't be in studio today, so here we go.
Hi, El. So good to be with you on the phone. Apologies I couldn't come to studio. And yeah, thanks for the opportunity to speak about one of the greats, Joseph Shabalala. So like most of South Africa, I first learnt about Joseph through Paul Simon's Graceland album. I went to the big concert. It was one of the first concerts I saw. I think it was at Ellis Park where Paul Simon toured, and I saw Ladysmith Black Mambazo, and I was immediately captured by their sound, and it really was, you know, it was something very magical happening there. And to think that some of my greatest career highlights would actually come in the way of collaborating with Joseph and Ladysmith is really insane to me. I mean, you know, going on the Oprah Winfrey Show, being the first South African artist to ever perform live on Oprah was a feat that we achieved together, Joseph, Ladysmith and myself. And that was just a pinch me moment. You know, I've still got that picture hanging up of Joseph, myself and Oprah in my bedroom. If I think about the years of work we did for Madiba at his Christmas parties in Kunu, touring around the country, celebrating the launch of 46664, it was always Ladysmith and myself. And I think if I can say one thing about my... You know, my memory of Joseph was his humility. I was a young buck coming up in the industry, a bit arrogant, a bit full of myself. And here I was presented by someone with a global stature in the music business who acted as if he was some simple startup singer with absolutely no reputation at all. And he had the ultimate reputation. He was the superstar that even people like Stevie Wonder just wanted to be around. And Joseph was as humble and genuinely humble. Not just, you know, humble for the sake of being it, but he was never too big to say hello to anyone, never too big to speak to you, never too big to fly in the back of the aeroplane, stay in the simplest of hotels. He really was a guy that just got it. And I think you could feel that in his music and in his legacy now. We've lost a giant. I guess I'm lucky enough to say that I worked with one. Rest in peace, Mshengu.
And that's Danny Kaye. I must say, I also had the pleasure to work with Ladysmith Black Mambazo a couple of years ago. We had them on the show. We had them here in Johannesburg when they performed. And I just thought, in tribute to that, Craig, let's just honor the one and only Joseph Shabalala.
Sing. Homeless, homeless, moonlight sleeping on a midnight lake. We homeless, we moonlight sleeping on a midnight lake.
And we are
homeless,
we are
homeless. When moonlight's sleeping on a midnight lake, and we are homeless,
homeless,
homeless.
Boom, boom.
Moonlight's sleeping on a midnight
lake. Just you, yeah,
man. Just you, yeah.
Just you, yeah.
Just you, yeah.
Just you, yeah.
Just you, yeah, man.
Angulela makaza.
Just you, yeah.
Angulela.
Just you,
yeah. Just you, yeah.
Just you, yeah, man.
Sumanda angulela, man.
Just you, yeah.
Amakasha.
Just you, yeah.
Hey, man.
And that's a tribute to Joseph Chabalala. Thank you, Danny Kay, for doing that for us. And of course, the memory of this man will live forever. Two great South Africans lost in 1 year, in a short period of time. Johnny Clegg.
Yes, absolutely. Mm. Absolutely.
The lead singer of Ladysmith Black
Mambazo. Well, as Danny said, giants.
Giants in international industry, if you think about it.
I hope that they don't lose momentum, because if he was such, I think he was such a cohesive force with them as well, and kind of the sort of father figure there. I hope that over the years people are going to keep that momentum going, and they're going to be around, because, I mean, they're a treasure. Completely. I mean, what they've achieved is remarkable.
And we have to treasure these people. People like Yvonne Chaka Chaka. People like PJ Powers. These are Claire Johnson.
Absolutely.
I mean, these are treasures.
Yeah.
And they were freedom fighters in their own way through the arts, which I think is quite incredible.
And very powerful. No, they're awesome. Awesome.
Of course, it's great to be with you this morning, and we have Valentine's Month, and there are lots of wonderful things happening. Lots of love in the air. Jared Nurden, how you doing?
Or not.
Oh, guys, or not. How's it all going here across the board? Yeah. You know what? We're too busy for this. Think about it.
We're working hard. We love our careers, don't we?
But many people are loving Jared Nurden from the audience.
From a distance.
Every single night. You know what I love, Jared, is that you're saying now that you're getting a chance to play a lead role and you're doing it at home. And the reviews, you know, Rocky's a very visual role. So I think very often it can just be a role that is that and only that. That people come and go. So that character sings and does his thing and acts. And then Rocky's there because he's pretty and he's got a good body. But a lot of the reviews, in fact, nearly all of them said how great your voice was, how great your acrobatic skills are. And your acting.
Thank
and you know,
you.
When I played that part when I was 21 years old, which is years ago, and it was a similar thing. Barry Ronger, who was one of our big theatre reviewers then, said, Craig Abani managed to turn this comic book, I even remember it because it made such an impression on me, comic book cipher into a character that they remember. And it's hard to do because you don't have a lot of lines. You actually have more stage time than people think, but you don't have a lot to work with. So to translate what you're doing and to actually have it, I think, brought up in almost all the reviews about his acting ability, his acrobatic ability, and his vocal ability is no mean feat.
Thank you, Craig, awesome. And that really means a lot. Thank you.
And I want to just mention something, because we'll get into this.
And he looks good.
So firstly, this
Thank
is what
God.
I'd like to ask. Jay, how old are you now?
You're I'm 28.
28 years old, okay. And Craig, you are?
49. I'll say
and,
it.
And you look hot.
I'll say it out loud.
Here's the question. Did you look as good as Jared did 20 years ago?
Tell us. He did. He showed me pictures.
I've got to ask the question.
Colin Law said to me when I auditioned I actually went in for Brad, and he said to me, oh, darling, you can't sing. You must bleach your hair and go to the gym.
He really said that to you.
So I bleached my hair. But I didn't go to the gym. But I got very good with makeup and shading. And I used to wear so much glycerin on me that I was like a shiny waxwork. I don't know how. I mean, now they won't let Jared because it goes all over the stage.
But
they seem to let me do it. So I used to paint my muscles on. So I looked good from certain angles through certain lenses, but I did not look as good as Jared Nurden. Because his is real. It's real.
And I know that you haven't been well.
Yes. Yeah, I wasn't well for like two weeks.
Which is hard in a run.
It's extremely hard.
And you wrote some very, very poignant things about appreciating your voice, your body, your health.
Totally.
And then, of course, the ability to do what you do in a lot of your Facebook posts. And,
absolutely.
It's interesting to read people who follow you. Because, you know, that guys, by the way, that's become it happened very recently with Jeremy Mansfield. And I want to do a shout out to Jeremy, who was responding to a lot of criticism through a small little article in The Report on Sunday about him finding new love while he's going through a divorce, and how people nailed him. And social media gives you a right of reply. So, sure. For example, Craig, back in the day when if Barry Ronger, hello, I'm Barry, used to, because that's how Barry used to talk. I did produce him and we're friends. So, who, by the way, also is not well at the moment. But when Barry used to write something, you couldn't respond. If Victor Strugo gave you a bad review of a restaurant,
that's right. You had to suck it up. Swallow hard, and that's just how it stayed there in print. Yeah.
Now you
can retort.
Exactly.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
And so it was wonderful to be able to read you commenting about what it was like to be ill and off stage for 2 weeks.
And I also feel it's our responsibility as well. Like you carry a responsibility when you have a following, when you have a presence in this industry and whatever. And I think the biggest learning I had was to be intuitive with our bodies. You know, they're not just machines. And
well, yours is slightly.
And I learned that. And
mine is going woo woo woo.
And poor Elton John has just had the exact same thing yesterday.
Yes,
and that was really. It was good for me to see as well, is that, you know, everyone fallible. Can go through
this.
No,
we're all fallible. And it's when we push ourselves and we don't allow ourselves to. And very often that pressure's on you.
Yeah.
Because you don't want to be off. You don't want to miss the show.
You try.
And you push yourself and you hurt yourself and you damage yourself. And very often people suffer their entire careers thereafter because they didn't just give their body the time it needed. Sure. It's always a thin line, because some people then go the opposite way and they go, oh, I've got a slight tickle, a slight scratch, I'm off. But that's not the case with people who are professional, such as Jared. And it's hard to give yourself the time.
And your mind goes crazy, but you know, you just got to calm down.
You
want to
get back on, you know?
Well, that's it. And the worst thing is if you're sick or sick a couple of days beforehand and you know, oh, I've got a big show, how am I going to? And then you start that, you know, you start those node tablets and you start the hot water and you start the eggs and
steam,
you start
only
the steam.
To steam.
Yes.
I hate all of it, eh? In my career, I used to have a cigarette, a Jack Daniel, squeeze and breathe and hope for the best. Now I don't have the cigarette or the Jack Daniel, but I still squeeze and breathe and hope for the best. That's all I do.
What's the squeeze?
you just got to go. You got to just go for it.
Now, so we tried to line up a song, but I don't know if this is the right one. So let's just see. I'm sorry, the YouTube, you know, when you're on the phone, it deletes the stuff. So
which song are you lining up?
The song, what song? The reprise that you want to
Oh, but is this the song that Jared's going to...
Oh, yes. Gosh.
I just hope it's the right song.
Tell our listeners what's going to happen.
Okay, so, me working for my money.
Okay, so, Jared, listen, you know that and I know that you haven't been 100%, so you... Because I make everybody sing on the show.
I know.
Craig and I make everybody sing.
But I'm going to do something different today. I'm going to do something special.
Okay. So you have to. So, firstly, have you heard of Skin Sense Day Spa?
I have. And they're amazing.
Have you been there?
I haven't been there yet, but I have heard of them.
Okay, so listen to me. So, because you're not going to sing, we can get you to take your some of the clothing off, because he's naked on stage. And then you're going to do a flick flack or something here, and while Craig sings for you. Craig, can we just check if this is the song?
Have you got Charles Atlas reprise?
Let me just listen to it. Let's hear if we've got it. We can start it again. Just let's hear.
It starts on about 13 seconds there, Al.
Okay.
That's the one, yeah.
Okay, so cool. So, yeah. So we got it right here. I just wish people would not SMS me while I'm in the middle of a radio show.
But who was that person that's trying to get all
you? Yeah. It's
a very important human that's trying to contact
you. But you do understand that you know I'm on air. So please, do not phone me during a show.
When you need to live stream.
When I'm live streaming, exactly. All right, so Craig, we're at 12 seconds. Jared...
what am I doing for you?
Take headphones off. Let's take the top off and let's do some flick flacks and walking on your hands and all the
crazy
stuff.
I just
want
to apologize to all our listeners that
I'm not
this
a pervert.
Is radio. I'm sorry this is
and
radio.
And I also
want
to let
right
you know
now,
it's 1 meter by 1 meter room.
Yes. So you don't have to.
A flick flack is going to be interesting.
Well, just see what you can do. And by
don't
the way,
hurt
you,
yourself.
You can catch this all on our various channels, of course. And so let's start. Craig, are you ready, Mike? Craig?
I'm ready. I'm ready.
Are you ready? Okay, let's go.
I'm providing your back. Butter, deltoid, and a bicep. A hot groin and a tricep. If you could see this, you would
die.
Ooh, you would shake. It makes me wanna take Charles Atlas by the hand. In just 7 days, oh my goodness, I can make you a man. Oh man.
Oh yeah.
If you could see what's going
I
on
am
here.
So red. No, that's my stay off. Stay off. That shirt stays off. Well, we got ladies out there that can have a look. You know, why not? Why not enjoy wonderful things? That was fun.
Cool.
Jared, Marianthe, you're going to be singing in a moment. That's for you.
Thank you kindly.
It's Valentine's month, Jared, and that's one extra reason to spoil yourself.
Exactly.
Okay, and you have to go off to Skin Sense, a day spa in Rivonia, Johannesburg. And this month's special includes package deals with back, neck and shoulder massages, or manis and pedis. You can use it for anything, by the way.
Amazing. Even when you're single.
Yeah, wash and blow. You can have it all. You can have it all down here. I see that some of the people are standing outside. You missed a great show, guys. You missed
you're
a great
too
show.
Late.
You missed it. You can ever get, and I tell you, get bubbly and dessert with it as well. So this brilliant. Is how it's going to work. Oh, Jared, I've got some sad news. Because that voucher I gave you is one of the vouchers that you get two massages for the Swedish massages for the price of one. At 655 rand.
Wow.
So you got to take a friend. Well, not that friend. You could take another friend.
Or he, can,
another
or friend. He can go twice.
Or he could go
twice. There we go.
What kind of fish am I? Selfish. I'll just go twice.
There we go.
But there are lots of friends. It could be a nice,
wonderful.
It could be a nice first date. It could be plenty
brilliant.
Of things. Go to cliffcentral.com for more information, plus the terms and conditions, or check out skinsense.co.za where you can book all the treatments or shop online. That is, of course, www.skinsense.co.za, SkinSense Day Spa in Rivonia, Johannesburg. Yay, that's brilliant stuff. So, Jared Chame, if you're cold, you can put your shirt on. We're not pervs completely.
No, I have to do an Instagram story. What are you on about?
Okay, good. Do it. We'll send him all the stuff so he wants to do an Instagram story. I know that take. So, that's quite cool because you guys get to play a lot on stage.
Yes.
In a lot of physical movements.
Yeah, I mean, I play.
It looks sometimes a little bit raunchy.
It's supposed to.
It's supposed
it should
to.
Be.
It's just, a Rocky just, Horror Show.
I didn't want to say it looks straight Craig and gay Jared.
There we go.
Having a vibe, yeah.
Oh, it's the best.
I know. It must be quite hot to play with.
It's great.
It's every gay man's dream, hey, to have a hot man.
And you have a cool synergy because, like we say, Craig is straight and I'm gay. But on stage, you know, it's like almost the opposite that we're trying to do. So the energy is really gel. Really well, which is quite cool.
You know, it's raunchy because it's the Rocky Horror Show, and it's about being free and being expressive and being sexual and being funny. And I mean, it's an awesome dynamic because I'm the man who creates this creature. So he's like my perfect.
And I'm really trying to be innocent.
And he's sort of innocent and baptized by fire. You know, he's basically brought into the world knowing nothing, and within minutes he's been completely corrupted. he doesn't stand a chance.
Well, they all get corrupted.
As does Brad and Janet. Yeah,
that's the way it goes. I must tell you, you cannot miss the show, which is really it's brilliant. But it's also good to see that the dynamic, the cast, the music. Listen,
we're very proud of it. I mean, it's an incredible, as you say, the dynamic with these people is amazing. And we've got an amazing ensemble cast. Every single member is bringing what they bring to it, and it's special. And it's we had an incredible creative team that came over. And as a result, Peter Tureen has got a fantastic, fantastic show. And it's booking like you can't believe. And I think weekends are almost sold out. But I mean, people are getting involved. People are dressing up. It's a fantastic thing.
And don't book too late.
Yeah,
like we said earlier,
2 weeks. Yeah,
2 weeks. So I want to. But now you guys, you've performed together in other shows, have you not?
Chicago. Yeah, Chicago.
I mean,
together,
and you travelled.
Yeah.
Does it change the dynamic when you're on the road together? To then when you're working together, you know each other. You have commonalities. You become friends.
Again, it's you know what it all depends on the show, where you're at personally, and the dynamic of the cast. For instance, and this is no reflection on the show. Parts of Chicago were quite tough.
Yeah,
we had a tough time on the road, and I think being on the road for any length of time becomes difficult as well.
But like you say, where you are in your life as well.
It's personally what you're going through.
Yeah.
This has been an easier road for me personally, and it's been easier because we've been in South Africa. I think traveling is difficult, but it's also more difficult the older you get. So I think traveling will be a different experience for maybe you, Jared, than it is for me. You know,
but it's still difficult.
Yeah, it's tough.
Yeah,
it's tough. You're out of your comfort zone.
Bag.
Yeah.
You don't have your life, your comforts, you know, you're always traveling packing, all the time.
Yeah, and although it's exciting and fun, and we don't want to sound ungrateful,
no.
it is taxing and tiring on other levels. And when you get to 49, listen, I want to go in, do my show, and go home. You know?
Yeah, I get it.
Take my makeup off.
It's so weird because, I mean, I this will be my fourth flight in 1 week.
Today. There we go.
Well, there you today. Go. So, you know, traveling is tiring.
So, but I find that there's quite a bit of, first you get to, I don't know if I could work 9 to 5 at a desk.
No.
I must
no, it's exhilarating traveling all the time.
But you know, when you get
blessings and curses, and you know, people positive and negative.
Yeah, but you were just traveling. I mean, you weren't doing anything. I'm like, you were on a plane. I'm like, do you know, like the prep to pack your bags?
And our cell phones these days are our offices. Yeah. Do you know what I'm saying?
That's why I love planes, because they can't bother you.
Yeah.
People leave you alone.
Peace out.
No, seriously.
People don't call you when you're on air. When you're in the air.
When you're in the air.
Again, such a very interesting dynamic. And so I want to touch on something with both of you. And I know this is, but do you find weirdos? That come to the show specifically, Jared, to ogle over you. And, for example, you, Craig. And I asked that question. Maybe it's a part of the sell. But I remember with Debbie Does Dallas and various other productions where people would come, especially like the show that they did, that Afrikaans production now at the Market Theatre, where they were all naked and they're in a prison and it's Polish. You know, did you see it?
Oh, sure. Yeah.
No. Yeah. People come just to ogle.
But so you're saying even though the subject matter was
serious,
it sounds like a serious drama, and people are coming just
people
to
come
sort
to
of
see a bunch of people naked. So I asked a strange question. I mean, I understand that there's a listen. We'll take your money, honey. Don't worry about that. You're not serious. But I mean, do you find weird? Do weird things happen? Like, do people
come
backstage or try and
we
pick
go
you
out
up or,
after the show for photographs on Rocky, which has been a lot of fun. And I will say, for the most part, everyone's been pretty amazing. I mean, obviously,
you get
a few, but we've actually been very lucky. The audiences and even more so here in Joburg, they line up in droves to have pictures with us, and for the most part, all they want to do, I mean, very often I see them touching on Jared's picture. You
the
know,
most you get a drunken lady,
you might get a few, yeah,
grabbing a tit or a boob. Like, you know, like
I have been licked.
Your chest.
Yeah. I have been licked. I have been tweaked. I have been asked if I would, you know, assume certain positions to
which is fun.
Which sometimes
photos.
I say yes, and sometimes I say no. I'm not going to do that. But for the most part, it's just been it's just
good
made
publicity,
this interactive show even more interactive, and they have been respectful and a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Look, I'm not the one at 28 looking like a Greek god wearing.
Craig does look incredible.
No, he does.
I'm
he
not
looks
saying
amazing.
I look bad, but I mean, I'm saying, you know, Jared is the. It's
the what
created
your body should
creature.
Have been,
yeah, he's, you know, he's, yeah. And so I think more so people will oogle him. But that is a little bit kind of what we want. Eh? We don't mind.
Yeah,
that.
No, we don't mind that. But there haven't been any weirdos.
No,
like
no,
not that
it hasn't
have
been,
crossed my path.
No, you haven't got the Facebook. Hi, can I take you on a date?
Oh, you do sure get that. That's in a separate
that's
folder.
That's considered weird in Jared's world. That's okay. Just a regular day.
That you just ignore.
The road is tough. Things are difficult. I want to bring up something just briefly.
Sure.
And I'm not being specific about anything, but have you noticed, and Jared, I want to talk about the gay world in particular, but I've just noticed something so interesting, and it might be in the straight world as well, but how fickle love is. And I'm saying this in quite a strange sense, but let me give you an example. A person I know in a wonderful 13 or 14 month relationship, I'm not saying who the person is, and all of a sudden, a month later, they're in a new relationship, and but for 13 months, they dedicated their life to you and the love they have for you and the marriage and the house they're going to build with you. And then a month later, screw you. Here's Mr. New. I want to know this fickle world of love and the social media. What do you make of it?
Well, it's something I've been touching on in interviews of late, and also in my own life, is healing the trauma. You know, like we so often go into these relationships and we will give them our all and whatever, and then it ends, but we don't actually take the time to process that breakup. And in the gay world, you know, so often you'll just go on to the next best thing quickly, another addiction, another this, another that, and you don't actually
another attachment
absolutely, and another distraction.
There's a word for it. It's called transference.
Yeah,
Okay, we know that's the word. That's,
that happens quite frequently in the gay world. And that's why in the gay pages I spoke of stepping into masculinity, stepping into being a true man, really owning, you know, your stuff and working through that so you don't affect anyone else, so that you can really create a healthy gay culture. You know, I think that's so important for us nowadays, is to really establish that healthy gay culture.
I asked the question because I wonder if you're in the public eye and all of a sudden someone has done that to you.
Sure.
And then all of a sudden, a month later, there's this... I would imagine Jennifer Aniston perhaps felt that way.
Right, right, right. Yeah. Okay.
That all of a sudden that, you know, there's this person that's loved you and the next thing it's... And social media's become a little mini heat magazines. To some extent.
Yeah. It's a slap so in your face and it's embarrassing for the other person,
I think. It's a very embarrassing thing for someone that all of a sudden has a profile. And I often, that's why I talk about it, because I think a lot of the time when you enter a relationship, you have to be very careful about, and I don't talk about this just in terms of, let's say, famous people.
Sure.
I'm talking about politicians. I'm talking about, for example, if you have a big family. You're from a big Greek family.
Yeah, big Greek
family. And you know that, could you imagine that one of your aunties or uncles, and there are hundreds of you, but they are the Lebanese
That's
people.
True.
They are, they really are. It's my big fat Greek wedding. And then someone breaks up the marriage, and then a week later you're in a relationship, and it's all over everywhere.
Yeah.
It's not a cool thing. And so the question is where's the decorum?
Yeah,
in your own life,
integrity,
your own respect for self, but also, what then does it say about what you thought about that relationship? Because you just moved.
Does make
so
a bit of a mockery,
isn't it? Isn't it?
Yeah, sort of undermines it a little bit. I mean, we have to be careful how much of what is personal we decide to put out there. The difficult thing is when you're all loved up, you want to celebrate on social media, so you want everyone to see how happy the two of you are. And very often, what is projected there is not always a reality.
Yes.
You know what I mean? So we want to make it look better than it is.
It's true.
Even though we're in a good place, we're happy, we're loving our partner, and the next thing, things go pear-shaped, and this is when the integrity comes in. Because what is your motivation for posting what you're now posting? Are you being vengeful? Are you trying to hurt that person? Are you posting, I'm posting for everyone, but you're actually posting because you want your ex to see, because you want to hurt your ex.
Exactly.
Look at me, I'm doing great. Yeah. And I believe more people than we think see that and go, look at this post.
Yes.
This is just a vengeful, trying to hurt the ex post. Well, it actually undermines you and makes you look
well,
a bit
this
dodgy.
Particular point I said to this friend of mine, and I said, I'm not doing it to hurt you. I don't know if you blocked the person, but this I think is ridiculous. And I think it's
hurtful.
Hurtful. And I think it's just,
and you can see that their motivation is shallow.
No, but I want to just shallow is the right word, because we're going to go into a song called Shallow in a moment.
And I didn't even know that.
I knew the thread.
I'm built for
this. I was getting into the thread, and you nailed it. Love it. Go, Craig O'Barney.
But the
thing is that, please, if I can send a lovely message, you look ridiculous. That we can see through you. You look stupid. You are grown.
Don't be vengeful.
You're grown human beings.
No, don't be vengeful.
You're grown human beings.
Work on yourself.
And can I just tell you, be kind to somebody else. I want to tell you, I had an experience. I had an ex-fiance of mine. And we once had a discussion, and I realized we never had to say anything. But you know that we never flaunted our new relationship. We've been over for 9 years. But we never flaunted our new relationships in front of each other, because we never wanted to hurt each other.
Of course.
So we never went, because we had common friends.
Yes.
So if you brought someone along, you never flaunted it. You didn't hold hands. You kept it very, and I'll never forget that one of the guys I was seeing at the time said, you know, are you still in love with him? Is that why you're doing it? I said, no, I have respect.
There we go.
I'm kind, and I don't want to hurt somebody.
And I want to add on that quickly, was the greatest person of this, who's set an example of how to have a career and have a personal relationship, is Dolly Parton. And her new documentary has just come out on Netflix.
Amazing. It's
phenomenal.
Have you seen it?
No. Does she
and
talk about
she
this
just
kind of
talks
thing?
About how she kept her personal relationship private for almost 60 years. I think she says it's a 60-year marriage. No one knows about him, nothing, but she's Wonderful. Kept her image. She's kept it separate.
He's a farmer, actually.
Yeah. And it's
picture.
Amazing.
There's one picture.
Yeah.
Isn't that great?
That they
kept her love sacred, you know?
And then when a hussy got involved, she wrote a song called Jolene, and she almost knocked her out. That's exactly why she wrote that song. Jolene, exactly. She called her aside. She was a bank teller.
Yeah, there we
and
go.
And she said, listen,
called out.
Don't get clever, yeah.
It ain't going to happen. Man,
ain't going to happen. So, Marianthe, welcome to the show. Thank this is cliffcentral.com, and it's Craig Abani and Alan Ford, and it's good to be with you. Hey, Craig, it's
wonderful.
It's the weather is good, the sun is shining, Joburg is happy. We had Jared take his shirt off. All the girls are happy. I had a small grin on my face. I can't lie, but I do know you forever. So it's kind of it's like my little brother. It's kind of weird. Here's the thing. You entered the industry, as I said, you were writing music at the age of 15.
Yeah.
Which is incredible. And then you kind of took over a bit of the Durban circuit for some time.
Yes. Yeah, I grew up in Durban. I lived there for 18 years. So now I've just moved up to Joburg. I finished my trick last year. So I got involved in the Durban industry. And then when I was 13 or 14, I was starting to do gigs and shows up in Joburg. So I started moving into the circuit and the industry in here.
That's kind of crazy because you've done some wonderful stuff. Tell us some of the stuff that you've done. You've done some of the big stage works, of course, with Born to Perform.
Yeah.
You were the, if I remember, about 3 or 4 years ago, the showstopper with with the John Ellis song that you wrote called Here I Am. And then we had the Billy Elliot of the Cape Flats performing on stage with you with, of course, the Joburg Youth Orchestra.
Yeah, J-Y-O.
It was crazy. You've done some other incredible things. Tell us about it.
Yeah, so... the first time I stepped onto the Joburg stage was actually in the Lyric Theatre at Gold Reef, and I was 13 or 14, and I auditioned for the Born to Perform Gala Showcase. I'm sure you've seen, it was at Monty, I think, last year. And then I was the only performer from Durban in the show, and I sang Don't Rain on My Parade.
Amazing.
In my gold little dress. Everyone still talks about this gold dress that I wore. And I closed
remember
the show
you, though.
Off.
They remember you. That's important.
So I did the BTP show, and then after that, I met like incredible people, Colette Dawson, Brian Schimmel, David Bloch. I actually got my first professional job after that in Supreme Divas at the Joburg Theatre.
Amazing.
And I was 15 at that time. Yeah, I was 15. And then I've done, as you said, Alan, I performed with the JYO.
Tell us about Supreme Divas.
Yeah.
Because who was that? Who was in that show? It was an incredible show.
Yeah, it was Lelo, Tima, Aliska, and Fantastic. Tracy Lee Oliver. And I was 15, so when I booked that show, I was so young, I didn't even think like it was anything. You know, like when you're younger, you don't think of how
big. Like you're much older now.
Yeah, like when I look back on it, I'm like, oh my gosh, I was only 15 and I performed with like all those incredible women. And I never thought of it back then. I mean, I wasn't like, you know, ungrateful for not getting a show like that. But
no, I
just didn't, because I didn't know the Joburg industry. Yeah, I didn't know the Joburg industry.
And you're almost not thinking too much. You're just going with it and loving it and feeling it. And that's part of the beauty of youth, because then we start overthinking. When we start overthinking things, ego gets involved. And by ego, I don't mean arrogance. I mean fear and insecurity. Yeah. And it's almost a shame that that has to happen. You were just there and you were loving
doing
it
what you
and
love.
You were doing and I'm sure you were fantastic and
Thank
you were
you.
Surrounded by very talented
female
singers.
Which I didn't realize back then.
And it was apparently a fantastic show. I didn't see that.
But
was Hayley Christian in that as well? Did Hayley Christian sing in that?
No.
She wasn't in that one. Tracy Lee, you say you're talking to Mark. Are you talking to Mark about Auntie Merle?
Yes, Auntie Merle.
Was it Tracy Lee Oliver was in
that? Yes, that's her.
Is she in the second one as well?
I don't know if she's in the second one.
But she was in the first one.
Yeah, she was.
Yeah.
With Kate Norman.
With Kate, you see, because there's a lady, Tracy, who's she's like Kate, very funny, very talented, incredible vocalist, but they just got these funny bones. I mean, they just Tracy's she's crazy. She's out there
again, exceptional in Dreamgirls, was she not?
Still one of my highlights.
One of the highlight shows that I don't know what happened here.
Yeah,
that one. That's why the Hazel Feldman still scratching her head. Going, what happened?
Why didn't that work? Yeah.
But again, the girls go out and the boys are there. And who is with you? Because you're Greek. You see, the Greeks, they cannot kiss boys. No kissing the boys. No party. So who was with you on the road? How did you do it?
When I was in Durban.
Joburg, when you're performing
and I was still living in Durban.
Yes.
So my mom came up with me.
Amazing, good mama.
Yeah, so I was here for 2 weeks. But basically every time I've come up to Joburg, my mom's been with me. But now that I've moved up, I'm by myself. So,
you had some great auditions this year, and I heard through the rumour mill that you were pegged for certain things, but you had to turn them down because you got a great offer to go to London.
Yeah, I was accepted into arts educational schools in London, which is
fantastic.
A musical theatre.
Well
thank
done.
You. A musical theatre college funded by Andrew Lloyd Webber. And so, yeah, so I'm accepted for the 3-year BA musical theatre course.
This is cool stuff.
That's fantastic.
Right? So remember, when we see you in the lights, which we've seen already, it's going to be nice. Listen, we had her here. But it was fun to have you here when you were 16 years old, singing in studio. I'm going to make you sing now.
Yes.
Craig and I do this to everybody. Hey, Craig.
Don't bring me into this.
Go kill it.
I'm normally a victim. Yeah. I'm on the artist's side.
So here's the thing. And I know, do you like a good massage?
Yes.
Okay. So,
who doesn't?
Or a nice mani, a pedi, a facial.
Yes.
Okay, so Skin Sense Day Spa pays for this. Okay, and that's how you get these wonderful vouchers valued at almost 700 rand. So I'm going to get this song going. It's from The Stars Born. And talking about people being shallow, please, let's stay away from shallowness in this particular world of ours. So are you ready?
Yes.
Are you ready to go? Okay, let's go. Mariante.
Tell me something, girl. Are you happy in this modern world? Or do you need more? Is there something else you're searching for? I'm falling. In all the good times, I find myself longing. Change, and in the bad times I fear myself. Tell me something, boy. Aren't you tired trying to fill that void? Or do you need more? Ain't it hard keeping it so hardcore? I'm falling. In all the good times I find myself longing for change. And in the bad times I fear myself. I'm off the deep end, watch as I dive in. I'll never meet the ground. Crash through the surface where they can't hurt us. We're far from the shallow now. In the shallow. In the shallow.
That was insane.
Insane.
Brilliant.
Insane.
Yeah.
I've got people crying.
Wow.
Crying.
Wow, wow, actually wow. Crying.
Listen, Gareth's in a major meeting.
Gareth Cliff came out.
Gareth Cliff gets up, walks to stand at the window to watch.
What?
You know,
no.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. That's what happens here. It's sure. But you see, I must good just grief. Tell you, I'm a spoiled human being because I've been privy to be in a house in Durban. To hear her sing and to meet her Yaya, who's
Durban.
A very, very, very strict.
But you can see why you can see why you have got this opportunity in London, because you have incredible technique.
Thank you.
You're a great singer. You know when it's Marianthe, eh?
Yeah, Marianthe.
When Marianthe's singing those high notes, and I've seen
sounds
many people, it's effortless, and your level does not go up that much. When people are singing this song, they are belting, and the veins are popping out, and the eyes are bulging, and the sweat's pouring, including Gaga. And
you're sitting in a chair.
Sitting in a chair. I'm not standing.
It's exactly.
Not even 10 o'clock in the morning, and you nailed it. Your technique is phenomenal.
On the way here, warming up forever.
Amazing.
Yeah, but you see, that's
pretty special.
Thank you.
No. It is such a pleasure to give you a skin. Actually, I'm going to give you a double one. You can have a double whammy. Okay. And let me just tell you, when you, that becomes, Craig, and I want to talk to you both about this for a second, both of you. But think about something. When you are young, your calling is that. You knew you were a dancer. You knew that there was something in your system.
Sure.
Okay, besides a performer, because you're a top choreographer, you're a top dancer. Okay, you're an equestrian. I mean, but you get a calling.
Mm.
Craig, you got a calling.
Definitely.
Okay.
No, I always say I didn't choose to do what I do. It chose me. And in some capacity, I don't know many things in my life that I've done right, but I do know I'm doing what I was destined to be doing. It might not have gone, maybe I've made choices that have altered the journey, but Craig Abani was meant to be a performer / entertainer / whatever you want to call it. I'm doing the right thing. That I feel in my bones. I know that.
And that's
it chose me.
When you start at the age of 13 coming up in a little
and it's hard, let me say, it's hard coming from Natal, because I'm also from Natal.
Are you?
And I'm from Maritzburg, which is even more smaller.
Yeah,
you know,
it's tiny.
And we don't have access to musical theatre.
I think Stephen them do a little bit. Stephen's
after me. I mean, now they are, and they're doing amazing work in Natal. Mm. Natal is certainly growing, and like Anthony Downing in our show, he's also wanting to build the scene up back home in Natal. Mm. You know. But yeah,
no, we really need it. That's,
we really, yeah.
We do need it back home. It's basically just kickstart.
Yeah,
I mentioned this last week, and I said again, the KwaZulu Arts and Arts Department, what do you want to call it, the MEC for Arts and Culture in that province. Back in the day, used to be that. I mean, that playhouse still such a beautiful. We spoke about this.
Because I was so happy that Here's to You, the Simon and Garfunkel tribute, is going to Natal, because they get nothing. I mean, and other than what Stephen said is doing, I think it's great that if things go there. And I said last week, Jared, I said I would love to take Rocky there to
imagine?
The playhouse. It would sell
it
out.
It would do so
phenomenally well. But you know what? If you're from a small town, from a small place, doesn't mean you mustn't put that in your head. And almost hold yourself back.
No, for sure.
Incredible artists can come from small towns and have and do.
And that's where the calling comes in. Yeah, that calling pushes you to go.
Yeah, and that's exactly why
go overseas, go to Joburg, and all of that. Yeah.
So Mark Lottring will be joining us next week. Just to give you a heads up, Mark will be on the show next week. We've also got Derek Watts on the show next week. So just so we've got quite a crazy show. And we've got some of the guys from Here's to You coming into studio, and some more people from the Rocky experience. So that's all coming up. Plus, of course, Peter Dirk Ace joins us next week. So just tell you, there's lots of wonderful things happening. But I'm so happy to sit...
Another national treasure.
Another national
absolutely.
And I've got to say, later on in the month of March, Claire Johnson will be here with us. But the best part of these platforms is that it allows us to expose, especially the radio platform. And I think we're missing more exposure for the industry. And I think this is why we do what we do here, is because we want performing arts to really
grow.
Mm. And I think that it has stopped in certain parts of the country. I think we've got a huge growth in Johannesburg, huge growth in Cape Town. But Pretoria was huge
Yes, it was.
Opera and the State Theatre. I mean, and I think
some of my fondest memories were in that State Theatre. I mean, but some shows were just—it was incredible. It was thriving. It was a hub.
And the Playhouse.
It is a shame. And exactly what we're saying about Derbs and the Playhouse. It's the same kind of thing. And it's something we cannot allow. We need to keep arts alive. It's too vital.
And I don't think it's because the creatives aren't trying. I think it's just audience members really need to help support whatever is trying to kickstart. In inverted commas,
I think
it might be
a hierarchy thing. It might be, but are the people in charge? Are their hearts in the right place? Are their hearts and minds in the right place? Because it's vital, and it's a shame to see it suffer, and it shouldn't be happening.
Question: do we educate our audience? Do we, if someone's not exposed to something, they're never going to know what it is. Let's go back to the 80s. When something called sushi arrived, no one knew what sushi was.
Sure.
So unless you create the exposure,
marketing
and the experience
is so important
of sushi. Otherwise, you're not gonna. Yeah. Kids are not gonna know what a good.
And that's where the power of social media comes in as well. Is where you can educate. The platform is so free. So you, if you're clever with your social media, if you're clever with your marketing, you can really start educating audiences forward, moving forward with the times, so that we can start getting more support. You know,
and that's the key aspect. What are you doing personally? Are there other things that you? Where do you go from Rocky? What's your next gig?
My next gig is, I don't even know if I'm allowed to announce it yet, but I am doing another show in June. Okay. Yeah, I go on another international tour.
You can't announce it.
I'm not sure, yeah. So I'm just going to play it safe.
Okay. Write it down because I would know if you can't announce it
or
not.
No, you can't say that he might be in School of Rock. Oh, sorry, bro. I can announce it. I don't care. They can shout at me.
Oh, yeah.
There we go.
No, but their School of Rock is happening, and they haven't officially announced who's in it or what's happening, but we've heard rumors that you are busy negotiating.
Yes,
you don't have to confirm or deny. You can just say there are rumors.
But I am excited to be doing that production.
Do you love being on the road?
I do love being on the road. It's adventurous, especially whilst I'm still young.
Your sister,
yes,
is performing with you now.
It's amazing. She is.
Because you've been very, very close for years. Yeah. I mean, I see the rapport that you always
absolutely
talk.
But our lives haven't synced. So for years, I mean, I've been on different shows away. Mm-hmm. We've just been trying to get our careers going. But it's so nice to do one show together where, you know, we're just supporting each other, there for each other, and lives.
Why don't you bring it in?
The same. Yeah, we could.
You should have, yeah.
She's amazing. She's saving our lives on the show because as soon as someone is ill or goes off, you know, you rely on your swings. And Tyler Nurden is swinging for us, and she's been on for various roles and different tracks, and she nails them all. She's going on for everything. And she knows what she's doing. She's fantastic. Another triple threat. She's doing it. Sings, dance, acts.
Triple threats. Another interesting one, just to give it a plug, is that we forget these swing roles, people.
Yeah.
Do you know how hard that
they
you,
work
you've done
the
it.
Hardest.
You've done it.
Yeah.
No, okay. I've never done it.
Have you never?
No, and I couldn't. Forget it.
Really?
I can barely remember what I'm doing. No way. Craig
really?
No.
Okay. Okay. But
it's super tough. They work the hardest. Yeah.
So is, Dwayne Alexander. Is he a schizophrenic?
No, he's the king of doing it.
He's a bomb, bop, bop. Next is bad, but on, off.
Yeah.
Such a good brain
did I not
for
see
it.
Him? That's
called, you certainly have to have the
it's
brain
called
for
schizophrenia.
It.
You've got to understand. It's like when you're trying to direct TV shows and movies and radio shows and go live at things.
I might be giving this massage to my sister. Calm her down.
You could take her with you.
There
we
go.
Take her with you. And by the way, we've got spare, so it's cool. We'll make it happen. We'll make it happen for you guys. So you another international tour for you.
Yeah.
Potentially. Really, really well, potentially.
Are we saying that to safeguard ourselves in case we're not allowed to say anything?
are you going with? Are you going to leave me?
Because I'm in negotiations for another musical with Rock in it.
Yes, there's
goodness.
So many Rocks happening.
Yes.
But I'm also not allowed to announce it, but I'm in negotiations.
But I must say I'm very happy that Tony Feldman was on the show, who did mention that
We
of
Will
course,
Rock You, yeah.
We Will Rock You is taking to the world.
But this is great. I mean, look, it's there's big shows happening, and they're happening with our talent and great casts here, and these shows are going to, you guys are going to be, School of Rock is set to be here as well.
It is set to be here at this time.
At this time next year? So unlike We Will Rock You, where it starts in South Africa, then goes on tour, you're going on tour,
tour
then you're
then
coming
come
to
here.
But it's coming, and that's what's so great.
So look at the way the world works. We're in the rock phase. because we had Rock of Ages, then Rocky Horror Picture Show, then we were Rock of Rock. School of Rock.
Yeah. My goodness. You must see my mother trying to work out which confused. Show I'm in. She doesn't know which. She's like, which?
But Something
now,
Rock.
Which is the one where you dress in the. Now, but you, when did you have the long hair? But when are you singing the. Oh, that's the Queen one. I'm like, no, Mom, that's not the Queen one. This is the 80s anthems one. No, no, it's tough.
Yeah, so you're leaving me soon. Oi, oi, oi.
Hey, no, I'm here for a while.
Okay, good. So we can play together. Yes. In a good.
In a good play.
Yeah, yes. In a clean sense.
So I just, again, I want to wish you guys all the best. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Off to London. Go and flag, go and fly the South African flag very high. And of course, you can Amazing. Put a little Greek. You make the mezza with the flag. It's very good. Send love to your family, please.
Thank you.
I want a lovely family. And Thank to your you. Grandmother, how is she? How is Yaya?
She's fine.
Tell her I'm still waiting for my food.
Yeah.
And a superstar. I thought we could close the show before with you performing another song.
Right.
are you ready for this one?
Yes.
Tell me about the song. Why do you like the song? What is it? Oh, sorry, I left something out. It's a very important thing. Your new album just launched.
Not album. Single.
It's called Over You.
It's called Over You.
Where can we find it?
On Apple Music, Spotify, Deezer, any digital platform.
I think I definitely need to listen to that.
Thank you.
So Marianthe's going to come in the next couple of weeks with the backtrack of that song. She didn't, so we've got
it.
Like,
I don't have it. I need to get it, yeah.
Get the backtrack. You've got some time. I'll phone Matthew Marinas to make a plan. And of course, I'd like you to come and do that. Will you come sing for us
thank
again?
Thank you.
I mean, when you're this talented. But but what are you singing for us now?
I'm singing Sweet But Psycho by Ava Max.
I found your song.
Oh my gosh. On iTunes. It's Over You, iTunes. Song by Marianthe.
Yes. Yeah, that's it. Okay.
Single 2020. Well done, sweetheart.
Thank
Good
you.
Luck. Good luck with it.
So we're gonna play that. We're gonna do something. So I wanna hear the song. I want a live performance. Get ready for it.
Amazing.
Are you ready? Ladies and gentlemen, Marianthe.
Oh, she's sweet but a psycho, a little bit psycho. At night she's screaming, I'm a mind. Oh, she's hot but a psycho, so left but she's right though. At night she's screaming, I'm a mind. She'll make you curse, but she a blessing. She'll rip your shirt within a second. You'll be coming back for seconds with your plate. You just can't help it, no. No, you'll lead her on, let her lead you on. You'll be saying no, no, then saying yes, 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 'cause she's messing with your head. Oh, she's sweet but a psycho, a little bit psycho. At night she's screaming, I'm my mind. Oh, she's hot but a psycho, so left but she's right though. At night she's screaming, I'm my mind. Grab a cup, a gun, kinda crazy. She's poison but tasty. Yeah, people say run, don't walk away, 'cause she's sweet but a psycho, a little bit psycho. At night she's screaming, I'm my mind. So someone said, don't drink her potion. She'll kiss your neck with no emotions. When she's mean, you know you love it, 'cause she tastes so sweet. Don't sugarcoat it, no, no. You'll play along, let her lead you on. You'll be saying no, no. Then saying yes, 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 'cause she's messing with your head. Poison but tasty. Yeah, people say run, don't walk away, 'cause she's sweet but a psycho, a little bit psycho. At night she's screaming, I'm a mind.
That is brilliant, brilliant, brilliant. Marianthe, yay.
Amazing.
Rock
wow.
the world. You're going to come back in the next couple of weeks, eh? You promise.
Yeah,
your pitching is extraordinary.
Phenomenal.
You
yeah.
are really, really good. You really are very good.
Thank
That's
you.
That's really good.
The one and only Jared Nurden. Don't miss him the next 2 weeks. Rocky Horror Show, the Richard O'Brien's Rocky Horror Show. He plays Rocky, and he's just completely superb. Marianthe doing great things. Her new album, Over You. Find it on all the
new
different
single,
tunes.
Ellen. New single.
Single. single album.
And I've got
single.
It here on iTunes.
I know. And and of course, I want to thank Danny Kaye for joining us. We've got a great lineup for the next couple of weeks.
Brilliant.
Craig O'Bonnie, got some fun happening here. Hey?
Always.
What's your plan for the weeks on stage?
I'm doing Rocky Horror Show.
Yeah, Rocking, darling.
Yeah.
How much fun is it?
Yeah, we've got this week and next week, guys. You've got a book, eh? You've got a book and come see it. It's really good. It's great. The show is great. Yeah.
From myself, Alan Ford, and Craig O'Bonnie, this is Spotlight on CliffCentral.com. Have a wonderful week. CliffCentral.com.